All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town, and what might be the most picture-perfect day we've had in quite some time. The humidity is down, the temperature is down, the sun is up, and oh, by the way, straight from Corpus Christi, Texas, on the express lane, Barry Laminack back in studio with yours truly, as well as, well, Nick is auditioning with Boomer Esiason for the next 3 days in New York.
Bye, Carton. Bye.
Bye, Carton. That's right. It's going to be Boomer and Nick, the Sharar, going forward.
Oh, the Sharar?
The Sharar. Barry Warner is already predicting the Sharar.
I shot the Sharar?
Yeah. The boys are all back.
I like it. Yeah, I wish
it was
Corpus.
If you want a job, you're going to have to drop one of the syllables. Seriously.
Oh, it wasn't Corpus. Right. No, it's three syllables. No,
it was McAllen. It was McAllen. Yeah, it was the Valley, which is another, what, hour and a half, 2 hours from Corpus? I wish it was Corpus. I really do, because I spent more time in the car driving there and back than I actually did in
the
city.
Yeah.
In the city.
Oh, just in the city.
Yeah. It was almost a 12 hours total round trip. And we spent 11 hours. We got there at 7. We left at 6. So it was about, if it wasn't more, it was the same. And I'm exhausted. 1 hour of sleep after the show. Ooh. I got 1 hour of sleep because we stayed with the comic that booked the show. And he's awesome. He's a great guy, great comic, really, really cool. But he's fat. And so we stayed in his apartment, which is not a very big apartment. And, of course, Andy Huggins is 108 years old, so I'm not going to make him sleep on the couch.
Right.
So he got the second bedroom and the bed. I got the couch.
Did you put a sheet over it?
No, I wish I had.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was, you know what, though? Relatively clean for a comic, for a single dude. Relatively clean apartment. I was just saying,
formula for disgusting is fat single guy's couch.
So no, but he's clean though. He's definitely clean.
Between grinding his butt cheeks in there doing what he's doing in his spare time and he's eating on the couch.
No, he has his own chair. The couch is for the guests.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's got his own chair in front of the TV. But
because otherwise.
So but before he goes to bed, he's like, "Hey bro, you mind if I smoke?" I was like, "I don't care." So he got high. And so I'm just laying in pot smoke the whole night, which I'm not a smoker anymore, so I could just smell it all night and I could just feel the smoke in the air. But that wasn't even what kept me up. What kept me up is this dude must have died 19 times an hour in his sleep because he snored so bad and his sleep apnea was so bad that he just, I mean, just all night was and you would hear him go, and then he'd go back to sleep.
You think that's based on what he ate or the fact that he's just a little overweight?
Just overweight.
Yeah.
Oh, because I wake myself up snoring. I do. You don't do that? Like, if I lay on my back, if I lay on my back, you never do that, Nick?
I've been told I snore, but I never hear
that's it.
If I'm laying on my back, all of a sudden I'll get one of those, and I'm like, whoa, what the hell was that? You know what I mean? But on my side, I'm good. I don't snore. But on my back. So I could just imagine. I mean, he's a big dude. He's probably not laying on his side or his stomach. He's laying on his back, which makes it harder to breathe. You snore more. But my goodness, it sounded like a group of bears was in the next bedroom fighting.
But the funniest part is him waking himself back up and then go back.
He would be
I've actually done that too, though. I've woken up mid-snore to realize.
Oh, yeah.
But if Lisa wakes me up, first thing I say is, was I on my back? She's like, yeah. I go, well, there you go.
Yeah,
there's
exactly
the answer.
What I like is my wife wakes herself up and then blames me. She'll do that where I'll be watching TV and she'll be over there and she'll just go, would you turn it down like I did? Like, what are you talking about? Like, are you kidding me? What do you mean turn it down? You woke yourself up, woman. No, you turn it down. Jeez.
Let me just tell you what's worse than that. So Lisa gets up, and now because of the new studios and everything, she's got to get up at 1 a.m. She has no qualms waking me up for any of the littlest things and doing it more than once. Like, honey, the dogs, I can't get one of the dogs inside. It's 1:15. So last night, as Nick announced yesterday, because of all the storage problem issues, I couldn't think about it anymore. So I drove down to Midtown last night at 9:30. So I get back to the house, and she's been sleeping for a while. So I go in the bedroom, and I do what she does. I shut the bathroom door. We have the two kind of closing doors. I shut the doors, and she goes, God, that's loud. And I was like, really? You shut those doors four times between 1 a.m. and 2:30, and all of a sudden, God, that's loud. I was like, okay, I'm biting through my tongue right now. I'm not going to say anything, but
Does Lisa snore?
No.
She doesn't?
No.
Well, Nora does. Nora definitely snores. She's the same way, though. She's on her back. She snores.
Yeah.
She's on her side. She doesn't snore, so yeah.
And she went out, and by the way, I needed to tell Salisbury that. She went out and bought my pillow. Lisa did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and loves it.
Cool.
Yeah, good thing she got the buy one, get one free and any deals that we could have gotten. She just straight out bought it. Oh, she loves that Amazon Prime, I'll tell you. Kicks me right in the nuts.
Yeah, so I didn't get much sleep. I didn't. I got an hour of sleep total on the couch. I got up at 5:45, hit the road at 6, and drove back and got here. I had to drive to Andy's house. I'm tired, man. I'm like.
Your concern was Andy getting up. Did he wake up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, he was fine. He slept the whole way here, so.
He doesn't snore, right?
Yeah, he snores, too.
Does he really?
Yeah. Yeah, so I just imagine at one point the whole house just sounded like it was going to cave in on itself.
Isn't it pretty standard once you hit, like, 60 or 70, or at least by then you're guaranteed to be snoring for the rest of your life?
He'll snore, like, in the car while he's taking a nap, which is really annoying because I'm trying to. So what I'll do sometimes is I'll just kind of edge over. No, I'll just edge over and get on those things. They wake up. I'll be like, oh, sorry about that. Sorry, my bad.
Because all it takes is a couple times when you think the driver could fall asleep and you can't sleep anymore in the car.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Because that's true, though, because my dad used to sleep. I think my dad spent more time in his later years sleeping in his big chair than he did in the bed. But he would sleep, and we had named his snoring. He had a cat noise that sounded like a cat going. And he was so ticked off that we not only did we name him, but on holidays, if he fell asleep when the whole family was together, we'd record him. And if we played it back one, he would insist it wasn't him. And then he was so pissed off at all of us, he wouldn't talk to us the rest of the night.
That's funny.
Yeah, but he had all recorded. We categorized his snores because he had so many of them. But I think when you get older,
I think snoring most of the time has to do with weight gain, and which happens when you get older. So I think that more than anything.
Yeah, you're probably right. So, by the way, you almost got Wally pipped yesterday because Nick stood in for you, kept the seat warm, and was red hot. He had a good show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Very good.
It was fun.
I'm glad. Did y'all do Way Back Wednesday?
We did.
We did. Good. We didn't have, like, assigned hours, like 1 hour for Joel, one for me, one for Tyler. We just gave them a list of H-Town artists and songs and kind of went with it that way.
We did you a favor and got Kenny Rogers in there.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Which one?
The Gambler.
Not the one I would have went with.
We got school, too, because I didn't even know that Chameleon Air, isn't that like, apparently he was born in D.C. and moved to Houston when he was four.
Went to Jersey Village with Paul Wall, I believe.
Did he?
I think so. Hmm. Or they met there or something like that. We already got a great text. Can we talk about sports and not your life, Barry?
Jeez. Wow, welcome back.
That didn't take long. That was like, what, 8 minutes?
Jeez, goodness gracious.
The welcome back theme from Welcome Back, Cotter. Barry's back.
My goodness, gosh. Forgive me for, you know, taking 5 minutes out of your day to bitch and moan.
That's, wow.
Jeez. Gotta love it.
Do you know that, by the way, have you seen these Roger Goodell with a clown nose on shirts that Barstool did? They've been popping up, and people have been like, fans were wearing them at the Super Bowl and stuff where Goodell could see him. And every time he goes to New England tonight for the game, 70,000 towels with Goodell with a clown nose are being distributed by Barstool and obviously not by the stadium, by the turnstiles, but they're going to make sure they distribute all these towels so that when Goodell is in the stadium, he cannot escape it.
What is the towel? I mean, what does it say on it?
It's just a picture of Goodell with a clown nose to illustrate what a big clown he is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so NFL starts tonight. Wait, you want to talk
sports?
So we got football starting tonight. That's big. We've got lots of things to talk about. Some things, the show was so packed yesterday, we missed out on some things that we'll cover today. We've got Astros with another big win. Oh, by the way, Cameron Maben. Call me Maben. Big time coming through last night. McCullers, we'll talk about that. Get into all that with the Astros. And a whole lot more. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. Call or text. As you're already aware of, your text will be scrutinized as you bring them in. And also, you can hit us up on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with the K. We're the usual suspects. We're here till 4. Don't go anywhere. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Create no way for that throw to get to him.
Cameron deep to right field, slicing. This ball is gone! Home run! Cameron Maben, he has done it again. His third home run as an Astro. He won the game last night, and he puts the Astros ahead 5-3 tonight.
Back on The Usual Suspects, thanks to Todd Callis, along with Jeff Blum and the AT&T Sports Network for giving us that call of that great finish to another great Astros victory. They've now won 7 in a row. And special shout out to Jeff Blum, who took our advice yesterday and used my suggestion for Cameron Maben.
I like that he actually used it.
Yeah, used it several times. He told me he was tweeting about
Screw
it too.
That.
And was saying, hey, we tried to get your Aoki Pokey.
Well, I was actually tempted to ask him about it yesterday.
What,
like,
the Aoki Pokey?
Like, between you and, like, Barry's not here. How stupid is the Aoki Pokey? You know what I mean?
You totally should have.
I wanted to ask him.
Oh, but you totally should have. And then you could have played it back for me, and oh, I could have pouted. That would have been great.
He said the jury was still out. He said he was getting mixed reviews on it, but then he used it again later in the game, and Todd Callis used it. And I said, see, just like we know on the show, you're always going to have haters, but for the most part, I think more yeses than nos. So we'll see if he continues to use it. But it was good to get, hey, shows.
I like it. Call me Maben. I like it. I do. I dig it.
I hacked up the Carly Rae Jepsen reference when I mentioned it.
Of course.
Originally, Nick. But of course, Nick corrected me because much like Hillary Duff.
You called Hillary Duff Hillary Duffy, too.
I did. Yeah. I did.
What the hell happened while I was gone? You called Hillary Duff Hillary Duffy?
Yeah, I was like, I was telling the story of how when I said we were going to do, for Way Back Wednesday, we were going to do Houston-based artists. And Lisa was like, Lisa suggested like Hillary Duffy. I'm like, we're not playing any of that crap. But then Nick actually not only remembered songs, but called Tyler and I out who said we couldn't identify it. And then Tyler played a song, and I was like, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Like, for the first 10 or 15 seconds, they're like, no, we have no idea what you're talking about.
Never heard it before. Like, oh,
and then the chorus came through, and they're like, oh, I know.
It's part of my workout list.
I didn't
Some Hillary
know
Duff
that.
On there.
And I'm sure the leg warmers are,
Hell
too.
Hell yeah. Why not?
You're going to do it again to me, aren't you?
You know this track, right?
Yes.
You would work out to this, right?
Of course.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, I do Pilates.
It picks
this.
Up a little bit later.
What are you going to do? Warm stretching to this?
Pilates is the only exercise you do when you're done. You have to yell no homo. Just because.
Just throw it out there?
That's right.
It's hilarious.
You get done, no homo! Just putting that out there. It's a fact.
Yeah, we even covered...
I feel like I'm going to get a letter now, by the way, because of that. Because
you were referenced several times throughout the show yesterday.
They were all good. I don't blame you one bit,
No,
guys.
They were all good. And we even mentioned the Kate Upton stuff. And then, of course, we got hate on text because we need Justin Verlander to be happy. So we shouldn't mention anything that would be disparaging about because we said she looked average.
Oh, hell.
Because nobody in Detroit made comments like that while he was over there.
And I said,
you
saw her
when the TV put her on?
Yeah, she was just... She just
looked like... If you were to see her at the nacho stand, you'd be like, excuse me, ma'am, just reach around her and keep going.
Well, I would if too. You reached around her, you might be exactly why you're a fan. But what we were saying was when she was just sitting in her seat, she just looked like any other average fan. And yet, if she was standing up and walking by you, you might be like, ooh, okay. But you know, that was the crux of the conversation. And yet people were like, you know, the one guy went off with four different texts about how you can't do that. You Justin's got to be happy. And he's got to come back. He's under contract for two more years. And oh, by the way, he's in Seattle. He's not. I'd love to think he's listening on the app, but there's a pretty good chance he's not listening.
It's so silly that you would think that something that a couple of idiots on the radio would say about her being boxy or homely or whatever would have an effect on him. Like, really? That's trust me. Yeah. Trust me when I tell you that we deal with a microcosm of something like that on a daily basis from reading y'all's texts.
Yeah.
And it has no bearing on our life one way or the other.
But you got to work for the Rockets to have something like that be actually something you could be reprimanded for.
I mean,
I'm just saying. That's one where you get the risk.
Oh, here's some feedback from yesterday. Hey, guys, great show. This is from OU Mike. Hey, guys, great show yesterday. I love the part where you had the things we hate about Barry.
He said what he's going to take.
What did I miss?
He said
miss a
yesterday.
Good that sounds like a good segment. What did
messing,
you list?
He's messing,
he's
with,
messing
you.
With you because what he said you yesterday that
you
he
go
was,
first, Joel.
He said he wasn't. It was such a good show. He said he wasn't going to be his normal self. He was going to refrain. But now that you're back, he's back to his
of course.
Normal,
so. But what did you guys list about what you hate about Barry? What did you list?
We didn't. List
let's start a list. Come on,
he's
let's
messing
go.
With
let's start a list.
He's messing.
Let's go. What do we hate about
the glasses? We can't stand the glasses.
I hate how. I hate that he's got a big nose. I hate that.
Massive.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate that he starts every show without talking sports. I hate that. I hate that. I do. I really do. I hate that.
I hate
that he made a no homo reference already. I hate that too. Joel, what you got?
What was the one after that? If you didn't say no homo, what was the other one you were supposed to say? There was another like quick. Someone used it in a press conference one time.
I don't know, but now, like 5 years ago, you could say that. Now it's offensive. Yes. You can't do
but
that.
But then there was another one like that, a slang term.
I don't know.
And someone used it in a press conference, and half the media didn't know what the hell it was, and the other half was like, oh, you can't say that. But watch, between tweets and text, we'll get some.
Yeah.
Someone
I'll text you know tweeting said, I actually like when you guys talk about your lives. It's more interesting than the sports. Keep up the good work. Thank you, sir.
I mean, that's the thing. Part of being able to make a connection with the audience is not just drilling you with sports the entire time.
Here's a really good one for your Call Me Maben.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's to the music.
Yeah.
Hey, we just met you, and you rake like crazy. Three's your number, so call me Maben.
I like it.
It's not bad.
I like it.
I can't sing or I would have sang it. But it's not bad at all. Joel, sing it. Go. Here, I'll forward you the lyrics. You should sing it, and we'll make a promo. And no?
No,
right.
but people then people look. Think that, you know, because the dialogue last night on Twitter was going back and forth about it, and Blummer was in on it, and some other people were in it. And then someone goes, no, hashtag mashin' Maben. Because we've never heard any of that before. The crushing and the mashing, that's not creative.
I'm with you. I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like that either.
Turn the page on that.
Yeah.
That's just.
Wait, can I guess one song that Nick had yesterday?
He didn't have any. Tyler just I
we
gave,
just we just
25 it, lighters.
I would have totally put that on there. I have that in the system, but
I know.
Yeah,
somebody texted me was like, "Well, don't forget to mention Nick had 25 lighters for the 15th straight week." So I saw the text. I figured I'd take a shot at it.
I think see. Actually,
have you played 25 lighters that
well,
much?
Tyler
on way
played
back
the ZZ Top version. You know the ZZ yep, Top, which is yep. really cool. I love it.
Which is a great mix of the two, right?
Yeah.
Because then you get two artists in one
yeah.
on a way back Wednesday.
Yeah. Which is great. Yeah. yeah. I love 25. I'll play it again.
I do too.
Care.
Play it
now
right now.
You
play
definitely
it, play,
will.
It, play it going out.
Okay.
Screw gonna... this person being hangry. They need to go eat.
Yeah. What Tyler did a good job too of we just I gave him some songs, but I just gave him a whole list of Houston artists. And then he did a hell of a job just filling in the whole rest of the
That's good, man. I'm glad you guys. It sounds like a good show. It sounds like you guys had fun and
we had some guests. We had James Palmer. We had Craig Yates.
We had Terry Yates,
Terry
legal
Yates,
analyst.
Sorry. Yep. Yeah, and we had Blummer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Matt and Katie said, glad to be listening again. I had free Sirius Radio the last 2 weeks, so I had to listen. No hard feelings? Of course not, Matt and Katie. What matters is you're back.
Yeah.
No hard feelings.
And hopefully you're
Don't
dry.
Don't ever do it again, a-hole. But,
hopefully
you're
but
glad
dry.
You're back.
Yeah.
Glad
out
you're
Katie
back.
Katie area. That's
so
a dangerous
did
area.
You get to watch the game? Because, of course, I didn't.
I did.
I was
stayed
on
up,
stage.
I stayed up for all of it.
How did McCullers look? I saw five innings, no hits, and I thought, yep, he's back. But then you see that he gave up the three earned runs. How did he look? That's what I care more about. I don't care about the stat
so
line.
So he didn't give up a hit till I believe, the fifth.
Right. That's what I was saying. Oh, yeah. It was in the fifth. I thought he went five.
It was
no
in
hit.
The fifth, and then he got into trouble. But for the most part,
you know, I thought he looked very good. I thought that, you know, there were times that the break on the curveball, and he doesn't use the changeup much, but when he did, one time it was effective, one time it wasn't. But I think overall, based on coming off the DL and having not pitched on that level for so long, I was impressed by him.
Velocity, how was it?
It was good.
Okay.
Yeah, good velocity. And when he did get to, he had, for a lot of his breaking pitches, they had good bite. Some people are saying, well, he got hit hard even though they were outs. Yeah, but that happens to every pitcher. You know, I was a little worried that one got away and hit the visor of Zunino, almost took his head off for one of his hit batsmen.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, I think that, you know, Harris gave up one of his runs when he came in relief.
Okay.
But I thought overall, I thought it was a good performance.
What about pitch count wise? How was he doing?
He was on a pitch count, which is why they didn't want him to go back. I think he could have gone farther, and I actually think he probably could have gotten out of his jam. But but they eventually took him out. So, but I thought overall it was a good performance. Well, again, like you said with Keuchel, we'll see his next performance now. How he bounces back and his second performance, if he settles in and gets a little bit more command of his pitches, I'll be even happier. But I was not disappointed with what he did last night.
Good. That's good to know. I mean, hell, if you look at it, he hadn't given up three earned runs or less since June 30th. I was looking at his box scores. July, he pitched four times, 5-4-6, and five earned runs. Didn't pitch at all in August because of the DL. It had been a minute since he had gone out and gave up three or less. In fact, the last one in June 30th was his last. No, it wasn't even a quality start. He went five and a third and gave up three again.
But just to show you
That's a good sign.
How good he was pitching earlier in the year. His ERA is still in the threes.
Yeah.
Even with all that being said.
Right.
So that shows you that he is fully capable if he can just find it. And I'd say this, Barry. This is the biggest thing. He looked healthy. Didn't look like, you know, he was making, you know, any kind of gestures or gyrations.
I was going to say, well, the one walk is great to see, too, because he was, for all of July, he was walking a lot, which can be an indication that a guy is hurt. If you see a guy going out there and he's having a tough time controlling and locating, a lot of that could have to do with injury.
Guess who it was?
Who?
If you're going to walk one guy in that lineup, guess who it was?
Cano.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he got behind in the count, and instead of grooving a fastball, he just took a shot with his best pitch. It missed inside, and you just, hey, take your base.
I like it.
Yeah, so I was good with that. Even more so, what just continues to amaze me time and time again, and again, they got down late. They gave up a run. They got down by one. We're in the seventh. I'm like, God, you know, it's going to suck to not sweep this series because they've really been dominant with the exception of Seager. And then they just start constructing again. They just start, you know, orchestrating a comeback, building it. And then Maben again, second big time hit and has been huge. Four hits as an Astro in 16 plate appearances, three bombs and a single that netted two RBIs.
I love the call because I was listening to it, and I love that Blum was like, best pickup this year. That's hilarious.
That was great.
Yeah, that's super funny.
You got to believe he has the belt now for 2 days in a row because of the two bombs.
Wait a minute. So Mike the Tiger just tweeted to me that it's bring your dog out to the park day September 17th.
Well, they just,
not a fan of this. Are you taking your yapping ass dog, Nick?
No.
Your crazy ass, wild.
Bark at all the other dogs. Why would I do that?
I've reserved the entire Keuchel's corner for mine.
That's great.
Oh, the cleanup crew's going to have a hell of a time if I do that.
No kidding. Yeah, you'd be. You wouldn't get to watch a single pitch.
Oh, I would.
No, Lisa would.
Lisa would be like, keep honey, the dog. Well, you know, clean it up later. We'll get to it.
Oh, see, I don't like it. What about, you know, it's like, I'm going to be the white guy that says, well, how come there's not a White History Month? You know, that idiot. How come there's not a bring your cat to the park day? Huh?
That's for, no, never mind. That's
where's bring your cat out to the park day? Astros, don't discriminate.
Appreciate.
Maybe not.
All right. So, because they had that in Seattle, and they had that in Chicago recently.
Bring
the White Sox. No, dog.
Oh, God. Could you imagine the hysteria bring your cat to the park day would cause?
Let him on the field, man. The rally, the Cardinals lost their rally cat. They let all the cats on the field. They think the warning track was kitty litter.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't that be crappy? All right. So, we got plenty more show to get to. Only a half hour down. Plenty more to get to in the next 2.5. So if there's something on your mind, something you want to share, something you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line, call or text or hit us up on Twitter, usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. And I'm jumping in the mist. Rocks up on my wrist and got haters on my list. ESPN.
97.5. 199. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it doesn't get any better than this. You guys are getting through your day in Houston traffic, which isn't getting any better. But guess what? Your day gets better because all three of us are here for you until 4 o'clock. Barry, Nick, Joel, we continue to roll on.
I think Matt and Katie would disagree. He said, yes, Joel, we're good with minimal damage. Thanks for asking, unlike that a-hole Barry.
What? You're getting a lot of hate on text early today.
I am. Yeah. Does that surprise you? Doesn't surprise me one single bit. Sorry, Barry. Bring your cat to the park day is for Virginia.
I started saying it. I go, that's for... Never mind.
Yeah. That was for Big Mike. It's all right. The Skeeters will do that.
Yeah, but even if I could, Nick, I don't know about you, but even if I could, I'm not bringing my dogs to a baseball game.
No, I'm not either. I did, one time I went to Woodrow's and they were apparently doing like this dog where they go from bar to bar with the dogs. And okay. I didn't even know that existed. I kind of want to try that, but other than that, I really wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do that.
Would that be a dog crawl?
I guess.
Like a pub crawl?
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't know what they call it. I was going to call it a dog crawl, but I don't know if that's the proper.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
But, like, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't bring...
That's a Minute Maid Park, no.
No. Because I would. I would be the guy that's worried about my dog crapping in the stands.
Actually,
this, like,
you know,
that.
The Skeeters game, that venue might be a little bit more appropriate. There's less people.
Playground in the outfield, room.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just... That's not, now, I would say this. When I work for the Rockets, Les Alexander's a huge animal person. And so, in the off season, there's always a bring your dog to work day. That was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, to have the dog at the
I kind of want that here. I wouldn't mind doing it here.
I would do it here.
My dog ain't going to mess anything up here. Like, it'll bark at you for a second, but it won't do anything. Like, it won't.
Is it a Chihuahua?
No, I'd pick the right one.
I don't know what it is. I think it's
Chihuahua
a Chihuahua
is the worst dog.
Wait, you
on
don't
the
know what
planet.
Kind of dog you got?
Remember I told you the story. I got scammed. It was sold to me as a micro teacup Chihuahua, and it just grew like 25 pounds. Remember I told you the story on the air.
I've never heard the story.
Yeah. I met this. It was on Craigslist, which everybody, I learned not to do that.
No.
But this was like
you don't get
six,
dogs or
six,
women
seven
on
years
Craigslist.
Ago. Yeah. Again?
Don't get dogs or women on Craigslist. Don't do it. Go ahead.
I never tried getting women on Craigslist.
No?
But,
hey, there's always hope.
But yeah, I mean, that when I went over there, she's like, look, I don't like promising how much this dog could potentially grow, but it is a micro teacup Chihuahua, and it's probably going to be 4 pounds. But if I'm wrong, it'll be 8. 24 pounds, this dog.
Dude, seriously?
Dude, that is...
But you
she
wanted...
She didn't miss by a little.
She completely missed.
Yeah.
This is what you wanted for a dog, like a, though?
No, I was in a relationship. There's no way I would get a Chihuahua.
I was going to say.
Yeah, there's no
your
way.
Your man card would be...
So actually what happened was it was sold to me as a micro teacup Chorky, which is apparently half Chihuahua, half Yorkie.
Wait. I thought you misspoke. You said Chorky on purpose.
Correct. It's not an official term, but it's like an unofficial term.
What's the one with the poodle? There's another one.
What?
There's a poodle and
a
something
teacup
else.
Poodle.
No, there's a...
There's a Labradoodle.
Yeah, Labradoodle.
Which is just fun to say.
Yeah, Labradoodle. Right. That's it.
So a Chorky
is
a Chihuahua and
that was,
and
the reason
Yorkie?
Why I did it, because I kept telling my ex, look, I think Chihuahuas are absolutely ugly.
Yeah.
Okay, I do not want
They're
a
terrible
Chihuahua.
Dogs.
So I try to come to a compromise and find this mix, and I saw it online, half Chihuahua, half Yorkie. I'm like, all right, this is a compromise, and it's a micro teacup. I'm getting it.
I was going to say, like, so why does the bra size matter?
What do you mean?
Because you're worried about a teacup. I don't understand.
She wanted a small dog, too. I didn't want a big dog, but yeah.
That's Barry's head on the microphone.
Is that the dad? Is that a dad joke?
That was his dad joke.
That was my head.
My
bad.
That is my head hitting
he kept
the microphone.
Saying I want a micro teacup. I'm like, what breast size is that?
So you bought a Chorky
instead of a Chihuahua,
and it just ended up being a Porky because it's fat. It's a lot bigger than you expected.
Yeah, like
huh?
I'll tweet out a picture of her, but she is.
Is it
not...
all Chihuahua? By the way, is she just a no?
I guess she
can't be a Chihuahua. If she's 25 pounds.
I guess, right? Well, I guess Chihuahua.
Those are usually
you're probably right.
Chunky.
That's true.
Because good Lord, that's a big-ass Chihuahua.
Those things, though, man, I couldn't. If there's one dog, I definitely would not buy it.
We got
Chihuahua.
One. It's our second one. Now, we've lucked out because the first one Lisa had before I met her, and she had been through a lot, but she didn't even bark.
and she was older, so she wasn't hyper. The one we have now, same thing. Doesn't only barks if someone comes. It's like a good watchdog for 4 pounds.
Ugh.
But doesn't isn't a pain? Isn't like all over you, like running around like crazy. We've had two easy.
Yeah, there is a misconception because after I got that dog, my ex wasn't happy with the size, so we ended up getting a second Chihuahua
and the dog.
Or she wasn't happy with the.
How did you end up with the dog?
What do you mean?
Because like when
There was two, and when we split,
you each kept one.
Yeah.
That's bad for the
bro,
dog.
Bro, you should have just said, you know what? You can have this piece of crap.
Actually,
too.
She took both of them and then realized it was too much, and then she gave me back.
I would have said, no take backs. I don't want you or the dog
back. I did, but it didn't work. It didn't work. She would not let her.
But you're a dog
somewhere
guy.
And drop it off.
I wanted the dog. Yeah, exactly.
Do you love the dog?
Absolutely.
Like, do you?
You couldn't take it away from me now. There's no
really?
Way.
Really? You could. Yeah. You wouldn't just take it to a neighborhood and just
no
be like,
way.
Let it go?
You're crazy. No
really?
Way.
Uh-uh. Well, all right.
See, I would now that I know that if we did have bring your dog to work day, I was going to say I'd know how to pick the right one or ones that I'd bring in so that they would be like getting along with everybody instead of the pains in the ass that I have too. But just for Barry, I will definitely bring the Chihuahua.
By the way, everyone texting, you can save the what you mix a Shih Tzu with. I'm getting a ton of these.
Good point. That's a
when
good
you
one.
Mix a bulldog and a Shih Tzu, what do you get? It's
fantastic.
A bull.
Yeah, I got it.
Shih Tzu.
Yeah. Chuck wants to get in here on Bringing Dog to Work Day. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, fellas? How'd y'all come out?
Can't complain, brother. Can't complain. That's why we don't like talking about it, because there were so many people that did not come out the way we did.
Yeah, man, I lost a lot of my dealers. But other than that, man, I came out pretty good.
A lot of your dealers?
You got to clarify the dealers.
Yeah, like your heroin dealers or what? Your meth?
What's that?
Your meth dealers?
Well, you know. Weed, you know.
Okay.
You only go to Colorado so many times.
I got you.
But, yeah, man, I just wanted to say, Barry, I'm with you, man. I don't want a whole bunch of dogs at work. I got one at home, and I can't stand him.
What kind of dog is it?
I just said I couldn't do it.
What kind of dog is it?
What's that?
What kind of dog is it?
Man, it's a little Yorkie.
Oh, hell. Did your wife talk you into that, or your girlfriend or whatever?
My wife taught me that. I've been married 30 years, man. My wife taught me into that, man. Yeah. It's a great dog, but they go through too much separation anxiety.
Mm.
I mean, you just leave for a day, man. They go into, like, friggin' panic mode.
Well, Chuck, really you just crappy. Give them too much passion when you're around them. They hate
Chuck,
to see you leave.
Here's what you do, man. Just take a little bit of that meth and rub it on its gums. He'll calm down.
Well, I do that with my Xanax for him.
There you go. There you go.
But y'all, man, I just wanted to say hello. Glad y'all back on the air and everything's good with you.
Glad to hear from you, man.
Yeah, good to hear from you, brother.
That you're safe, man. We've been trying to check in with everybody, so glad to hear it. Thanks for calling, Chuck, as usual. Yeah, I can't read it.
Here you go, previewing while
you know,
read again.
I can't read it.
Remember that flow we had yesterday, Nick?
Somebody said a lot of Mexicans love Chihuahuas. Gah! I don't know that that's true. Neither one of you guys are Mexicans, and you have Chihuahuas.
But then you could go with Chihuahua cheese. There is such a thing. I'm just saying.
There's not Chihuahua cheese.
Yes, there is Chihuahua cheese.
I'm looking this up.
Okay, look it up. Yes, there is.
Somebody texted and said, my dog just infested with fleas during the storm. You think they'd mind if I brought him to bring your dog to
yeah,
the park
he would
day?
Mind. Absolutely.
That would be hilarious.
Don't tell anybody.
No, don't.
No.
Just do it.
Yeah, just bring the
just
dog.
There'd be a flea outbreak in the city of Houston because of one guy. That would be great.
Yeah, and then get like a blanket and wrap the dog in it and then just leave the blanket.
Chihuahua cheese is a Mexican semi-soft cheese made from pasteurized
Thank
or
you.
Raw cow's milk.
Thank you. Told you.
Wow.
It can be bought at HEB.
Thank you.
Hmm.
Told you. But you got a microphone and headbutt thing going because of it. But I was right. I know that pains you. Okay, we continue to roll on. Bring your cat to work day is in the works.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
But we've got a lot more to get to. Have you heard that there's a Michael Bennett situation? That one seems to be a pretty big deal right now.
Man.
And a lot of reactions. Everyone from his brother to Colin Kaepernick. Lots to get to on that topic and a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects back with more in a minute. ESPN 97.5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. Great to be heard as a lot of you are checking in and chiming in. But even more so, it makes us take notice of the fact that there's a lot of you that are still drying out and digging out, and some of you that haven't been able to get back to your houses, and we hate hearing that. That's why I hate talking about anything that we've been through, because it ain't close to what a lot of you have been through.
Yeah, John said, John Gaddis said, glad to hear you back on the radio, still without power in Beaumont. God, that sucks. That sucks so bad. And then Joey Geiger. He's like,
yep.
Guys, it's so freaking good to finally hear y'all again on the radio. I lost service during the storm. Yeah, Beaumont still isn't fully back. And I'll tell you what, I pretty much drove the entire Gulf Coast going down to McAllen. Some places look like a war zone.
Everything is just like just piled on top of each other, mixed up. Yeah.
The destruction that you see once you really get outside of Houston between here and like Corpus Christi, it's bad.
We were supposed to be in Beaumont today.
Were we?
Yeah, but because people are still trying to get water and power in certain areas. I mean, Lauren Pope tweeted the other day that she had to get up at 4 a.m. just to get enough water to get a shower and made sure she didn't have her mouth open because the water, you don't know if it, you know, if it's potable. If it's, so it's crazy. Potable water.
Drinkable, I guess.
Well, yeah. Enough to drink. Yeah. Do you want to hear the craziest thing about the water?
Okay.
And this happened last week when I was getting my haircut with Jason.
Yeah.
Jason tells me about a guy. I guess they went, his buddy, and they were rescuing some people, or his buddy was rescuing some people. And he was like, did you go in the water? He's like, yeah, man. But before I went in, I put a condom on. He was like, what? He was like, yeah, man, I put a condom on. I went in that water, getting in my pee hole.
Wow.
Oh, what? That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. That you would be worried about stormwater getting in there.
That's a bit excessive.
Yeah, and if you're worried about that, but you're not worried about the other side, like, hello?
Or worry about there's it, a but hole don't tell there me you're too. Wearing a condom. That's ridiculous.
There's a hole there, too. Did you put in a butt plug? I mean, that's the craziest thing ever. Like, he wouldn't get in the water without a condom on. I don't know who told him that. That can happen, that's insane to me.
That's nuts.
Hilarious, but insane. Yeah, I don't know. That was weird.
A little bit.
Yeah. So okay. At least it's not that bad. At least all she had to do was keep her mouth closed.
Yeah, but at least, you know, but we forget, and that's what I keep saying to people.
Yeah, dude.
How many people, just because, you know, the roadways are open to a major degree, and yet it's still not, even that's not normal, but people just assume like everything's back to normal, and Nick and I were talking about this yesterday too. It's going to take 6 months to a year for this city to come close to being back to where they were before this storm. I feel for those people in Florida. I really do.
Dude, it's going to be ugly.
Fantastic decision to postpone that Buccaneers-Dolphins game.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, from experience, as we all know, it is nothing to screw around with. And to have three of them down there in the Gulf and in that area, and to know that that one is coming to Florida, seriously, get out if you can. And if not, hunker down pretty securely, because that is a big bad boy that's heading.
Boy, now that it's here, now that it's at Florida, it seems like it updated so quickly. You know,
yeah.
5 days ago, we were talking about this hurricane possibly turning and not even hitting anything, and now it's in Florida. That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely nuts. But people, please, if you have friends and relatives down there, and again, make sure you let them know. It's nothing to screw with. Get out if you can, but prepare for it and realize it is all life-consuming in every aspect, so be careful out there.
Somebody texted the show and said, Barry, why would you ever, you know where Joel's from, why would you question his cheese knowledge?
It's a good point.
Fantastic point.
Really good point.
What the hell was I thinking?
Yeah.
You don't argue cheese.
I didn't even think of that.
With a guy from Wisconsin.
The cheese I didn't believe Chihuahua cheese existed. But
I didn't either.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of head cheese?
No.
Okay. But do you know what head cheese is?
No, I do not. I'm not going to act like I know.
I could recommend, like, you know, our
Nick, if I bring some head cheese in, will you eat it?
It depends. Is it good? I don't know what head cheese is.
Don't you Google it.
No, I would not eat it. Absolutely not.
Nick.
Just Googled it. Nope.
Try,
That looks so disgusting. Why would anybody try that?
Why don't you tell the people what it is?
I'll go to Wiki. We're back. I was looking at the images. Hold on. It is.
It's brains.
Is it? Yeah. Head cheese or brawn is cold cut that originated in Europe.
You were looking at images of cheese? Talk about someone that has too much time on their hands.
I figured that's what you do, right?
No.
It's not like porn to you?
I should bring
meat jelly made with the flesh from the head of a calf or a pig? Really, Barry?
Yeah. Boy. Head cheese.
No.
You would have ate that, huh?
No, I would not.
Damn it.
See, if I really liked you guys, I'd bring in cheese curds because you guys, they're awesome.
It's just like cheese sticks, really, right?
I mean, if they're fresh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, last time I was in Minnesota, I was supposed to have cheese curds and didn't, and I was pretty disappointed.
Yeah, you need to. And you would love the deep fried cheese curds. They are.
Why did you say it like that? You call me fat?
No, because you are a connoisseur.
And you, fatty.
You are a connoisseur of certain types of food.
I am. I sounds like I would. You could deep fry just about anything.
Yeah.
I think I would enjoy it.
But I could bring in some Limburger for you, and you guys would. That would be.
Isn't that real stinky?
Yeah. That's why I would do it. Yeah. It basically smells like your sock drawer if you just worked out and threw them back in there.
Somebody said head cheese is amazing. It's like high quality bologna. No.
Negative.
No.
Haven't had it. Haven't tried it, but.
Try some liverwurst.
No.
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 I'm good on that, too.
Yeah, try some liverwurst. It'll really tighten you right up.
Jeez. No, thank you.
See, because that's the other thing. The good of it is being from America's Dairyland with all the cheese.
Yeah.
The drawback is when you get to some of those snossages, when you get all the different sausages. You got to know before it.
Get a cow's butthole in there. Not careful.
You got to know what's in it before you give it a shot.
No thanks.
Let me put it that way.
Hey, I have an update for you.
Okay.
As you know, earlier in the week, we discussed the different GoFundMes out there. And one of them was the GoFundMe for Houston strippers. Mm-hmm. Someone started a GoFundMe for Houston strippers, and the goal was 100K. And at the time that we talked about it, there was no donations. Since then, you'll be happy to know, guys, they have raised $0 still. They have not one single donation in the Houston Stripper GoFundMe.
Way to bring it, girls.
I don't, not even a single dollar, not $1 has been donated to the, and I still haven't heard back from whoever started the GoFundMe because I reached out to them via email and said, hey, I'd like to have you on my show so you could promote your GoFundMe. I think they kind of knew it might have been a setup. I don't know.
I think it would have been entertaining.
I think it would have been.
Based on when you were reading word for word what they wrote on the GoFundMe page.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's your update. There's your Houston Stripper Hurricane Harvey GoFundMe update. $0.
By the way, speaking of people riding out the hurricane, I sent this morning to you guys. But just amazing to me. I know how wealthy Richard Branson is. But if you're that wealthy,
he's
right?
He's the one that he owns Branson, Missouri, right?
Sir Richard Branson, who is like a billionaire a couple times over, decided that they're going to tough it out in his wine cellar on his private Necker Island right in the heart of the pathway of a Category 5. You're trying to go to space and you can afford to do that. You've got your own plane. Get out.
Yeah, that's dumb. Because we just got a text from the 409. It's so bad here in Beaumont, we're still having to be brought to work via boat. And you're dumbass. This guy's wanting to stay in a Category 5. That's dumb.
This quote is, we're expecting to get the full force of the hurricane in about 5 hours. So we're going to retreat to a concrete wine cellar under the Great House. Knowing our wonderful team as I do, I suspect there'll be very little wine left in the cellar when we all emerge. You should be more concerned about how many people are going to be left when you emerge.
Yeah.
Just get
how much help you're going to have.
If I'm that wealthy, I ain't taking those chances. Life's pretty good.
Yeah, there's. I mean, you got enough money to go somewhere else. Dude, go somewhere else.
His last quote, strangely, it's a privilege to experience what is turning into possibly the strongest storm ever with such a great group of young people. You got idiot written on your forehead. I don't know how you got all that money, but it must have been inherited.
Dead Boy Zoe on text line says, shout out to Pearland. Texas stay strong, guys. All of Texas stay strong for sure, man.
No doubt.
For sure.
So we got one in the books, two to go, plenty more show. Lots to get to, so we're going to cover a lot of ground in the second hour. We mentioned Michael Bennett. We're going to get to that. There's some Colin Kaepernick ties into that as well, as well as a team that says they were very interested in Colin Kaepernick and were ready to pull the trigger and bring him in, except for a little wrinkle or two that kind of put a monkey wrench in the whole process. We'll get to that and a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two, right around the corner. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.